on the brand new Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy and Joey, and fresh off making a 124 not out for Victoria, Pete Hanscom is joining us.
Our next guest recently earned Victoria a draw against New South Wales with a hard-fought 124.
Hanscom forces on the onside. That's it. Out to the man in the deep. That's a good 100. It's a captain's 100.
Before our Vics take on Tassie on Friday, please welcome Peter Hanscom.
Ah, yes, Bill, we have Pete Hanscom, captain of Victoria, on the line. Not only that, he's also played 16 tests for Australia, averaging just under 40. Average for the young man here. And, Pete, we just heard about that. It was a wonderful performance by you, mates, the other day at the Save the Shield for Victoria. It was tough going, but you must be pleased with the knock.
Yeah, thanks, Joey, mate. It was good to get out there, actually, just to spend some time out in the middle and not have to worry about the scoreboard too much. Just go out there and just keep blocking them back for as long as I could.
And it'd be nice to be back at the MCG. Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to say, old Stonewall, you should have seen, I was watching this game, Joey. 251 balls, old Stonewall. He did a good job, saved the game. But it was hard to watch there for a while, Pete.
Mate, I'm amazed you stayed awake for that long. Surely just a nap on the couch or something.
And Joey said this Friday you play at the MCG, you take on the Tassie Tigers. Gee, it'd be good to play someone else other than New South Wales.
Yeah. The old back-to-back against the pretty much an Australian team as well. So it's nice to change that up and also get home as well, get onto the home deck, MCG, mate, and get back out there against Tassie.
I was going to ask that, Pete. Nice to be back in Melbourne. You have been away from home for a long time. Just talk us through what it's been like for the last few months and how much you have been able to spend in Melbourne and how much you've been over in interstate.
Yeah, mate, missed out on the family Christmas, as you know.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. But being away from home, mate, it was tough, obviously, over the Big Bash. Being in a bit of a lockdown and not being able to do a great deal, but I mean, on the positive, we got to play the entire Big Bash. We still got the season going, and we're still, playing cricket and doing a lot more than other people are. So, in that respect, we've been pretty lucky.
I think, Pete, you and Joey are related, even though Joey didn't get invited to your wedding. But tell us about the Montagna family Christmas, because it's a big deal. It's a big event. There's pasta and spaghetti, plenty of kids. There's the family. There's the nunas and everything. And there is a ritual which happens every year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there sure is. I was unaware of this until I rolled up to my first family Christmas, married to Joey's cousin. And so I rolled up. I get told to be there at 12 o'clock. That's when it starts. So I get there right on the dot. No one else there. So I come rolling in and meet Ralph, big Ralphie for the first time, Joey's dad, and then promptly got told that I had to be Santa Claus for when we started giving out the presents. So I hadn't even met the rest of the family. And all the kids are running around, and mate, I'd have everyone sit on my lap for the day. That wasn't the worst part of it, but it was one hell of a way to meet the family.
Bit of initiation, Bill. Any of the new partners that came to the family, they had to play Santa first Christmas. Pete did it beautifully, but what about this Christmas, the big family Christmas? He was obviously playing for the Hobart Hurricanes, and we had it just the Sunday before Christmas, and the Hobart Hurricanes were playing. So we've turned on the TV. Oh, we were always keen to have a look. And I've yelled out to all the families, about 50 extended family there, "Hey, Pete's in. He's batting. Well, by the time I got the family in, he went out for six. And he did. So I called the whole family in to come and watch Pete. And before they got in there, you went out, Pete.
Ah, mate, I'm sorry. That generally happens. Once someone gets in, you're not allowed to move. That's the superstition.
So, yeah, I know. Auntie Colleen told me off for that. She blamed me for you going out because she said that once I told everyone you're in, by the time we come and had a look, you're out.
Yeah, she would have nailed you for that.
Hey, tell us about the Australian tour of the Ashes later in the year. It's going to be interesting for the Australian cricket team, isn't it, Pete? Not playing cricket all through winter. I think the next test match for the boys will be in November in the Ashes. It's a long time, and in that same time, I think England are going to play something like 13 test matches. Do you see that being a positive at all, or is it going to be a big negative for the test side?
Mate, it's pretty tough, to be honest. To not go in with any test matches under their belt for the Ashes is going to be a tough challenge for them. On the flip side, they'll be relatively well rested. They might have been able to get a couple of Shield games in Australia at the start of the season, potentially to get some time on feet. But yeah, it is going to be pretty tough for them. But mate, I think it's a home this year, and you know, hopefully after a bit of a rest, the boys will be firing and ready to go.
Hey Pete, tell us about your stance and why you play so deep in the crease, but then also, just as they're about to bowl, you make that late movement with your bat and turn it around. What's all that about, mate?
Oh yeah. So that the bat movement or that grip thing is basically just to get my hands in the right position.
Right.
When I was a bit younger, I was a bit closed, had a bit of a closed face. So then I just had this conscious thing to keep opening up the face to make sure it came through straight.
Mm-hmm.
And now I cannot get out of that. I've tried to, because I know it looks silly and I know people laugh at me, but I can't get out of it. So that's there for good now. And in terms of batting deep, mate, these guys run in and bowl about 150k. So I'm trying to give myself as much time as possible to see the ball. I don't really understand why people bat out of their crease, because it's already hard enough as it is. So just trying to give myself a bit of extra time.
Fair enough. Hey, I see you had a spring clean too, and you got rid of, or you cleaned up your cricket room. How many bats do you have and sets of pads and thigh pads and things like that?
Yeah, I think Sarah, my wife, would have liked me to do a bit more cleaning in the old cricket room. it's about 11 bats in there at the moment. Gloves just waiting to be used, and different colour sets of pads for all the different teams that you sort of play throughout the year, and then, so just a heap of cricket bags that you've used as well. So I'll try and give a little bit of it to the local boys, the local cricket club down at the Saints. But, yeah, I don't get down there too often, so I've stockpiled a fair bit of it.
Do you still wicket keep?
Yeah, still put the gloves on, mate. I kept in the first couple of Big Bash games for the Hurricanes.
Joey, didn't you see that, Joey?
What's that?
You asked me to wicket. Did he still wicket keep? He kept the first couple of games. Weren't you watching?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, good on you, Pete. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour, mate.
Beauty, guys. Absolute pleasure.